Part 3. We're talking about repentance, and we're in the book of Romans. I'm reading from the Living Scriptures. Verse 23 of Romans chapter 3. Yes, all have sinned. All fall short of Yahweh's ideal. Yet now Yahweh declares us not guilty of offending Him if we trust in Yahusha HaMashiach, if we trust in the Messiah, who in His kindness freely takes away our sins. For Yahweh sent Yahusha to take the punishment for our sins and to end all of Yahweh's anger against us. He used Yahusha's blood and our faith as the means of saving us from His wrath. In this way, He was being entirely fair, even though He did not punish those who sinned in former times, for He was looking forward to the time when Messiah would come and take away those sins. And now in these days, He can receive sinners in this same way, because Messiah took away their sins. Yahusha took away their sins. But isn't this unfair for Yahweh to let criminals go free and say that they are innocent? No, for He does it on the basis of their trust in Yahusha, who took away their sins. Then what can we boast about doing to earn our salvation? Nothing at all. Why? Because our acquittal is not based on our good deeds. It is based on what Yahusha has done and our faith in Him. So it is that we are saved by faith in Yahusha, and not by the good things we do. And does Yahweh save only the Jews in this way? Or does Yahweh save only the Jews in this way? No, the Gentiles too may come to Him in the same manner. Yahweh treats us all the same. All, whether Jews or Gentiles, are acquitted if they have faith in Him. Well then, if we are saved by faith, does this mean that we no longer need to obey Yahweh's laws? Does this mean we no longer need to obey Yahweh's laws? Just the opposite. In fact, only when we trust Yahusha can we truly obey Him. Then to the book of Acts. Acts 20. And this is Paul. Paul is saying, Acts 20:20, and now I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you, but have showed you and have taught you publicly from house to house, testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance toward Yahweh and faith toward our Messiah Yahusha. And actually it uses the title L-O-R-D there too. So faith toward Yahweh, Yahusha HaMashiach. So Paul kept back nothing that was profitable. He told us all that was needed to know in the Scriptures. We don't need to add to or take away. If we go five verses before that, or four verses before that in verse 16, we learn that Paul was keeping the Feast of First Fruits long after what the people call Pentecost in chapter 2 of the book of Acts. But Paul here in 2016, for Paul had determined to sail by Ephesus because he would not spend the time in Asia. For he hasted, if it were possible for him, to be at Jerusalem, the day of first fruits. Sometimes falsely translated Pentecost or Count 50. And from Miletus, he sent us to Ephesus and called the elders of the assembly. And then it continued on up to where we left off, where we had started in verse 20 of the book of Acts. So that was 2016. Paul was still keeping the Feast of First Fruits long after Messiah's death, burial, and resurrection. In Acts chapter 27, verse 9. Same thing, but let's stay in the same chapter here. In verse 20:27. For I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of Yahweh. That would include all the changes that would have been needed, and there were no changes about Yahweh's law included in the book of Acts or in any of the other books, for that matter. There were no changes. Clearly, no changes were made. No, not even in the book of Galatians, my friend. If we read it in context with all the rest of Scripture, with all the harmony of Scripture. Then we continue in the book of Acts. And we are going to read that passage there in 27. 27 verse 9. And then we'll flip back. Now when much time was spent, and when sailing was now dangerous, because the fast was now already past, Paul admonished them. So here he is on the 10th day of the 7th month, the Feast of Atonement. The fast, Greek word in Strong's Concordance, 3521 in Strong's. The fast, that's the Fast of Atonement, the early fast. Then on to Acts 22. What else do we need to do if we are a believer? We need to be immersed in Messiah, immersed into his death, burial, and resurrection. It says here in 22:16, "And now, why tarriest thou? Arise and be immersed, or be baptized, and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of Yahweh." We must call on his name high above all. It says there in that there is no other name under heaven by which we must be saved. So, his name is very important. Even the very spelling of his name is important. Acts 4:12. There is no other name under heaven by which we must be saved. Acts 23:1. And Paul, earnestly beholding the council, said, "Men and brethren, I have lived in all good conscience before Yahweh until this day." So Paul never did speak against the truth. He never did alter or pervert the truth. He didn't blaspheme Yahweh's name by changing it to some other name. He didn't speak against the commandments as being lesser or least. That was Acts 23. Then Acts 24:14. Paul said, "But this I confess unto thee, that after the way which they call heresy, I worship the mighty one, Yahweh of my fathers, believing all things which are written in the law and in the prophets, and have hope toward Yahweh, which they themselves also allow, that there shall be a resurrection of the dead, both of the just and unjust." There is no other name under heaven by which we must be saved. Let's go to Romans. Continue here in the book of Acts and then go to Romans 11 to wrap it up there. Acts 4:12 and then 5:28 and then 5:28, but first 4:12. As we're getting closer to the end of this broadcast all together, looks like we're talking about an hour in full length that we've had here in the broadcast, a three-part series to avoid contention, rivalry, and debates with others, to honor the marriage vows, honor the marriage bed, to repent from our sins, and to trust in Yahushua HaMashiach for eternal salvation. So Acts 4:12 says, "Neither is there salvation in any other," or "neither is there deliverance," is the better word, "in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." So we read the same type of scripture there in 22:16, but let's go to chapter 5 of the book of Acts. 5:28. "And when they had brought them, they set them before the council, and the high priest asked them, saying, Did not we straitly command you that you should not teach in his name? And behold, you have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine, and intend to bring this man's blood upon us. Peter, Kepha, Peter and the other apostles answered and said, "We ought to obey Yahweh rather than men." Obedience is very important. In fact, if we go down here to verse 32, we are his witnesses of these things. And so is also the Ruach HaKadosh, that's the Spirit, whom Yahweh has given to them that obey him. That obey what? Obey Yahweh's word. Obey Yahweh's law. So that was found in Acts chapter 5. And the last verse was verse 32. Then Romans 11. Romans chapter 11. We're talking about being delivered from our sinful nature, from sin itself, to resist the devil, and he shall flee from you. Romans 11:13 says, "For I speak to you Gentiles, inasmuch as I am the apostle of the Gentiles, I magnify mine office." Paul speaking to Gentiles, those who are grafted into the good olive tree, into the Messiah himself, found there in that same chapter in Romans chapter 11. "And if some of the branches be broken off, and thou being a wild olive tree were grafted in among them, with them partakest of the root and the fatness of the olive tree, boast not against the branches. But if thou boast not the root, thou bearest not the root, but the root thee." And he's talking about being grafted in, and that the nation of Yisrael is being grafted into the good olive tree. They're being grafted back in to Yahushua HaMashiach, the Messiah, who is calling us to join him at his table, to sup and dine, to be clothed in his righteousness with those royal robes of righteousness, to wear the proper apparel in his presence as we honor him and obey him and lift up his name with our voices, with our actions, with even our hands, as we lift them up in the name of Yahushua Messiah, as we praise the Father, Yahweh, our Heavenly Father. Praise, all praise to him, and esteem, magnify his name, exalt his name, and exalt his word. Oh, yes. And thank you for joining us today on this broadcast from YahvahYahweh.name. I'm Stephen Yah. Shalom.